I know a lot of people think English has kind of taken over the world, that it's basically an extension of the dominance of the United States economically and culturally. I mean, after all, you see evidence of this dominance everywhere, in movies, clothing, fast foods, you name it. But actually, I don't see English that way. It seems to me that using English is a way of neutralizing communication. I mean, it makes people more equal. For example, I'm Korean, and if you're, say, from the United Arab Emirates, we don't have to negotiate which language we're going to use, whose language is going to be the important one. If we use English, neither of us is on top, so to speak. It really is the language of international business, not U.S. business, in the best sense.
Speaker 4.
I'm glad I learned English because it's really helped me a lot. I'm able to keep up with international journals and attend international conferences in my field. But from what I hear, English may not always be the number one international language. You know, a century ago, everyone needed to speak French to get along in the world. So who's to say English will always be the language to learn? For instance, they say Chinese may one day surpass English as the primary language of the Internet. And with China becoming the dominant Asian economy, who knows? Maybe we'll all be speaking and reading Chinese someday.
Page 118. Exercise B. Listening. Draw conclusions. Now listen again. Write the number of the speaker you think would be most likely to make each statement. Explain why.
Speaker 1.
I really love watching Hollywood movies, American and British TV shows, the news on BBC and CNN. It really maximizes the amount of time I get to hear spoken English. Sure, there's always something I don't understand. Look, I don't think I could ever know every word or expression there is to know in English, but it really feels good to be able to understand as much as I do. As a matter of fact, when I watch TV shows in English, I try to learn all the latest expressions so I can use them and sound up to date. And I try to improve my pronunciation as well. To me, being able to speak English makes me feel really good.
Speaker 2.
I use English as a tool. I have to communicate with people from all over the world, so it's just a necessity in my life. But I really couldn't care less about U.S. or British culture. I mean, it's interesting, but I don't really have time to spend learning about it. What good does knowing about U.S. culture do me if I'm using English to communicate with someone from China, right? And I certainly don't need to sound like a native speaker. Just give me the vocabulary and grammar I need. Like I said, it's a tool for me to utilize as I see fit.
Speaker 3.